Well, we know what Super Sunday means, aside from the MASH finale in 1983, most watched TV show in America history. Not sure the Falcons will help climb the list here, but either way, a lot of intrigue surrounding Pats and Falcons, not to mention what really matters, length of the anthem, first score, prop bats. You can follow on Twitter, the handle is at Paramount Sports. We welcome in Lee Sterling. Lee, how are things in South Florida?
Can't complain. Basketball team took a beat down the other night from Florida State, but Florida State has some players.
They're
going to have some high draft picks. I mean, I've never seen a more athletic, long team. The small forward 6'10".
Yeah, I think come March Madness time, they're going to be one of those sexy picks to make the Final Four because of their athleticism. Yeah. But then we also saw, the week before last, they got their rear ends handed to them. But
right. That
happens.
It's a long season. But when they're good, they're really good.
Your service, which obviously providing winners for your clients, and on this show we always talk about the best time of year for sports fans, be it pennant races into football, first couple days of March Madness. But in your world of point spreads and parlays, for Paramount Sports, how high up the list is Super Bowl for busyness?
Oh, it's from yesterday through the kickoff. It's nonstop. So it's 4 days of people. I mean, I even get probably 20 or 30 inquiries from people that have never bet or don't bet normally that want to sign up and are like, well, where can I sign up offshore? What's a good place? What place has a good line? I'm in Vegas. So it's crazy. I personally don't play anything normal than what I would normally play on a regular wager, but the average person is going to probably play 2 to 5 times what they normally bet on the Super Bowl.
Now, one of our listeners wanted to ask you, because he's been listening to you on my show for whatever, it's been 10, 11 years. He says, do your people have a lean? Do they prefer the point spread, the over-under, favorites, underdogs? Or are they just about, just find me a matchup edge?
No, it's all about the matchup edge. And, with totals, a lot of times, you know, it's one score. I feel more times than not I'm going to give out games than I am the total. But, you know, there's some totals that, you know, are off. And I think I'm more able to see, based on a coach, how he's going to prepare his team. The most important thing for me, I love coaches that have been in place 4 or 5 years. So someone like Dabo Sweeney, you can pretty much get a feel for how he's going to prepare his team. Some of the best ever were someone like Bobby Bowden. Bobby Bowden was one of the greatest. You knew at home if he was laying like 2 touchdowns and they were up by 10, he was going to try to score to make the boosters happy, and he even talked about it.
That's awesome. Yeah. By the way, I know you're a big Canes fan, but whether it be an NBA Finals or you know Super Bowl, do you take a rooting interest, or after doing this so long, are you so analytical and about finding the advantage, or are you mostly neutral?
Even though I do have some favorites, obviously the University of Miami and the Miami Heat, being a season ticket holder for the Heat since day one. Believe it or not, I've gone against him a couple times in NBA Finals games, so it's tough. But I have to, you know, I have to take all that out. I'm doing a job for my clients, and that's what's most important when it comes down to my service.
All righty, again at Paramount Sports, ParamountSports.com on the web. Lee Sterling checking in. So let's get to it. Where do you want to start, with the game itself, or do you want to get nuts with some props?
Let's start with the props. A couple fun props here, and. Most people love that national anthem, and this year I think there's some value. Luke Bryan, great performer, but he's no Alicia Keys or Lady Gaga. I don't see him holding out some of these notes as long as they do. So they have him listed as 2 minutes and 8 seconds for the over-under. I like the under. And I found one that we're probably not going to see 5 or 10 years from now. It's the total number of tweets by President Donald Trump from Saturday night at midnight Eastern time to Sunday night at midnight Eastern time. And these are under his two Twitter handles, @POTUS and @RealDonaldTrump. the over under 7.5. Which way would you lean there?
Right, I would say the over. I'll always go with the over. With
I think it's going to be an easy over, and I already played it. Here's why. We know that he loves Belichick, Brady, and Kraft. We know he has a disdain for Roger Goodell and Lady Gaga. So if those two do anything to set him off, he could go nuts. And I just don't think he's going to be one of those presidents that just sits there and watches the game and tweets out congratulations once and makes the phone call at the end of the game. I think he's going to be one of these guys that's making commentary during the game. He loves the big stage, and I'm taking way over 7.5.
I get it. So what else you got up your sleeve?
Well, here's some regular props, and the regular props were looking for value. A couple I found was LeGarrette Blount, over 14 carries. Now, during the regular season, he carried 299 times. That works out to 18.7 carries a game. I think you also got to factor in the game plan. You got to think New England's going to try to run the football to keep it away from Atlanta. So he might get 20, 22, 25 carries in the game. Tevin Coleman, running back for Atlanta. I have him as scoring no touchdowns in the Super Bowl. There was 18 games in the regular season and two playoff games. He had 8 rushing touchdowns and 3 receiving touchdowns. That adds up to 11. Doesn't equal 18. So we're going with no touchdowns in the Super Bowl. And I like New England to convert a fourth down here at plus 145. Two factors weighing in here. Once they get past midfield, a lot of times, you know, they'll get to the opponent's 40-yard line on fourth and one or fourth and two, and they'll go for it. And Tom Brady's deadly on fourth down.
He
and then
sure is.
If they fall behind late in the game, they'll go for it probably there. So I like New England to convert a fourth down plus 145.
All righty. And, of course, the game itself, interesting. The line's been pretty steady ever since they won their respective championship games at 3. So New England going for the unprecedented chunk of history, all these Super Bowls, Falcons looking for the first in franchise history, getting 3. What's your lean here?
Well, you got Atlanta with the best offense at almost 34 points per game, and you have New England with the best defense. They're allowing just 15 points per game. I think you're going to see a game plan by Atlanta that will be absolutely different than what we saw put together by the Pittsburgh Steelers. I thought it was a joke. They sat in that deep zone and you know, let Brady pick them apart. And on offense, they did not show any different looks or push the ball down the field on first down. So they subsequently ended in a lot of third and long situations, which, as we know, usually do not work out when you're playing the New England Patriots. So I just thought that both teams that played the respective winners here that are in the Super Bowl did not do a good job preparing their teams. But I think Atlanta will play a ton of man-to-man, not zone here. They will also try to put pressure on Tom Brady. The key is if they put pressure on him, they have a chance of winning. If not, you're just not going to beat the guy. So maybe this thing goes full circle. Bill Belichick's first Super Bowl is in 2000. He was put with the task of stopping the greatest show on turf,
right,
the St. Louis Rams, the supposedly unstoppable offense, and he did it with a 2- and 3-man rush the entire game. I think he's going to come up with some schemes, and I'm going to lay the 3. I like New England 30-23.
All righty. Again, follow him at Paramount Sports on Twitter, ParamountSports.com on the web. Lee, always a pleasure. Have a great weekend, and look forward to catching up soon.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
Take it easy.